I see a circle. Okay, so push pause now.
Got to their winning form. They're definitely a great team, a great players, doing good things right now. And I can definitely say that, you know, tonight should be a turn for the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, national anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting close to tip-off, to start time. The opening serve coming right at you. Players shaking hands at the middle of the net. Officiating tonight's contest, Ray Mink, way up on the ladder. He's the number one. Number two will be Gigi Brunet. Sponsoring tonight's broadcast, Gelati Brothers, Marin Independent Journal, Sobel Communications, Bank of Marin, TMB Sports. Penguins looking to get going against Simpson. Had a tough week, like we said, but need to bounce back desperately, trailing Menlo in conference play.
Yes, sir. Menlo University is definitely that one team that's extremely tough for the Lady Penguins. But right here, a win against Simpson will help our candidacy to getting to a great season, a championship year, hopefully, here for the Lady Penguins if all goes right. But also, before this game starts out, we'd like to give a quick little shout-out to Bud and Liz Pence, Allie Pence's parents, one of the players on Dominican's volleyball team. This is one of the first games they have missed in her whole volleyball career.
Wow. Well, that's dedication and support for your kid getting all the games. But
yes, sir. I'm sure they're tuning in right now. Listen to me and you, Mr. Jack.
And like we said, Menlo was tough last week. Tough week. Need to bounce back with a win. But Simpson's no cupcake here, and they'll start with the serve. Referee gives the point and the whistle, and we are underway. Set to serve it is number 9, Aaron Brink. Up over top of the net, Gabby saves it with a diving stop. Kayla Morphew just happy to get it over. Set up by number 9, Aaron Brink. Over to number 6, Shelby Sweet. Dominican handles it fine. We go to Gabby Pecora. Tipped up and over. Simpson comes right back at us. They'll shoot it long. Up and over the back line. And Dominican jumps out to an early lead, 1-0.
Yeah, that was quite a serve right here from Simpson. Dominican ladies are really trying to step up and step up their defense in terms of how they play.
Morphew with a good serve. She's playing with a brace on her right wrist tonight. Back over to Dominican. We go to Pecor again. She goes a little dink shot. Simpson has trouble. They just bump it up and over the net. Swingle with a good set. Back to Pecor, and they're going too early, and it's out. On the lines, Brett Poncha, a men's basketball player, had that call. He called it out, 1-1, tied up.
Yes, sir, a little too much by Pecora on that last little strike. She brought a little too much of the fire. Has to learn how to control these balls here.
Shelby Sweet with the serve. Dominican handles it just nicely. They go back to Pecora. This one not out of bounds. Right down to the floor. We got a substitution, number 25, Amanda Wagner, checking in for number 15, Jacqueline Woodall. Dominican 2-1 here in this early going.
Yes, sir. Wagner just came in as one of the best servers we've seen historically in the NAIA this past year.
Brooke Swingle over the net. Simpson's having trouble. Allie Pence handles it just fine. Sets up to Wagner. Tipped and up and over. Simpson handles it, but just happy to bump it and get it over. It goes to Pence. Difficult. Kind of a tweener shot there. They'll go to Laurel Grand. She dumps one over. Seemed like it was in slow motion. but caught Simpson a little off guard. Number six, Shelby Sweet, was kind of on her heels and had that ball bounce right in front of her. Swingless serve again. It's a jump serve, barely over the net. Simpson handles it well. Over to Dominican. Wagner bumps it. She's chasing it down, just has to get it over the net. Set up by number nine, Aaron Brink. It's a dump shot. Doesn't work. Swingle sets to Gabby. It's not a good one. They'll help it over. Number 12, Erica Johnson, sets it up to number three, Nicole Eileen. That ball went outside of the antenna, and Dominican will get the point, 4-3.
Yes, sir. The Lady Penguins are definitely trying to step up and do their best here in this game against Simpson. We are up 4-1. It's looking real good so far, Mr. Jack.
Swingle with a nice serve. They'll call two touch on Simpson. Dominican will get another point, 5-1. And Uncle Mo is on our side, Jet.
Yes, sir. Uncle Mo, Mr. Mo Minim, has moved in right here to the Collins Center for the Lady Penguins.
Swingle with another great serve into the back row. Number three, Nicole Eileen, has trouble handling it. She sends it into the stands, and Swingle is rolling 6-1 Dominican.
Yes, sir. Simpson fans got a little bit of early souvenir here, Mr. Jack.
Yes, they do. A Swingle with another good serve. Same exact play almost. Simpson can't handle it. They'll send it out of bounds, and Simpson's coach has seen enough. Head coach Melissa Church calls an early timeout.
I'm telling you, this must be intimidation or something coming from the Lady Penguins. That's two plays, mighty identical plays. It seems like the fans are getting nothing. It seems like the fans here at the Collins Center are getting nothing but souvenirs. Must be Fan Appreciation Day. We're going to remind you that Dominican volleyball and Dominican athletics as a total is brought to you here by TMB Sports. Since 1946, TMB Sports is a proud sponsor of Dominican athletics. Also, Soul Communications, roots for the black and gold here at radio.dominican.edu.
Swingle set to serve again. Both teams out of the timeout. Nice to see Dominican come out to a good start after a tough week. Swingle over the net. It's another low serve. Simpson has to help it over, and they help it to the wrong person. That's former player of the year, Gabby Pecora. She puts it down right in the middle of everyone. No chance for Simpson. 8-1. Swingle again to serve. I don't mind saying her name, Jet.
I'm telling you, Swingle is a great server, and Gabby Pecora, again, is the MVP. I've said it once, I'll say it a million times.
Simpson will go to number three, Nicole Eileen. She gets it over, but it's not good enough. Dominican comes back to Gabby Pecora. She goes cross-count on him, right into the front, just inside the line. 9-1, another kill for Pecora. Good to see Swingle. Swingle set to serve again. Swingle had the bruised-up ankle. Sprained ankle. Good to see her out and playing well, looking healthy. Simpson with a beautiful set that time by number nine, Aaron Brink. Number three, Nicole Eileen, puts it down. Nothing Dominican could have done about that as it dropped in the back right corner. 9-2, Penguins. Simpson to serve. It'll be number two, Stacy Viss.
Yes, sir. The Penguins are caught a little bit out of position on that last play. We're going to see what happens here on the serve. Stacy Pence over here.
The serve is no problem. Goes to Swingle. She sets it up to number four, Christy Roberts, and she puts it down. Kind of caught number five, Taylor Lucart, on a tweener. Subbing back into the game, number 11, Teddy Joe Sturley. And the referees are a little confused here. Nope, the ball went out and around the corner. But we got another one. That's why we got two, one sitting at the scores table. Gabby Pecora now to serve at 10-2 Penguins. Pecora with a jump serve. Just barely over the net. That'll go down as an ace. Number five, Taylor Lucart, had nothing she could have done about that one. Wow, Jet.
I'm telling you, Pecora is the MVP. She's the Cal Pride Player of the Year for volleyball, women's volleyball. She's just tearing it apart. And I'm telling you, you see that number six, you just cower with intimidation.
Yeah, certainly. We'd like to see her win that award again. Gabby with another jump serve. This one goes a little bit farther into the back. Tough bump that time by number three, Nicole Eileen. Not a good pass. Four hits by Simpson. Ball went up kind of at the top of the net. Didn't quite make it over. And Pecora will serve it once more, 12-2. And the Lady Penguins are rolling so far this evening, Friday night. The voice of your Penguins, Stuart Horn, has the night off. Took Friday night off, Jet. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Stu's might be playing a little hooky tonight, but it's all right. You got the boys from the All-Pro Sports Show here running it.
Pecora handles it nicely. Simpson gets it back over. Dominican will just have to help it. Gabby with a little dink shot, a little dump set. Caught everybody by surprise after she killed the first couple attempts. Caught Simpson off guard a little bit that time, 13-2. Pecora will serve it again.
Yeah, it seems like these Dominican Penguins seem to be just overwhelming Simpson with a score of 13-2 so early in the first period.
Pecora with a jump serve into the back line. Handled nicely by Simpson. Set up by Aaron Brink. Over to number three, Nicole Eileen. Dominican handles it nicely. We'll go to Wagner. Nice save that time by number 11, Teddy Joe Sturley. Simpson just helps it over. Set up by Swingle to Laurel Grand. Excuse me. Or no, I beg your pardon. Christy Roberts, she puts it down. And Dominican 14-2. And Simpson's got to get something going if they're going to get back in this game. This might be a quick evening tonight for the Penguins.
I'm telling you, Mr. Jock, I don't know if this is a volleyball game we came to or just a straight scrimmage of practice. Lady Penguins are tearing it up.
And just as we start to toot the horn of the Penguins, Pecora puts one right into the net. Not a good play and a very uncharacteristic play. Subbing into the game for Simpson, number 4, Jenna Chandler, as well as number 10, Jenny Hopkins.
Just when I say something.
Number 4, Jenna Chandler, will serve it. She'll come with a jump serve. It's up and over top. It's a good one. Christy Roberts handles it just fine. They'll go back to her. She puts it in just inside the back left corner. Another point, 15-3. Checking into the game for the Penguins, number 35 freshman Kayla Morphew out of Rohnert Park. Certainly been a fabulous freshman so far this year.
Yes, sir. Two freshmen have stood out this year, Mercedes Smith and Kayla Morphew, playing great here. Seeing a lot of time, a lot of PT here for the Lady Penguins.
Christy Roberts serves it into the back row, handled nicely by Simpson. They're going right back to Nicole Eileen. They seem to be playing her a lot. Dominican scrambles, Swingle with a diving save over to Amanda Wagner, but she can't do anything about it. Has to put it right into the net. And Simpson will serve. We've got a substitution on the play. Number 6, Shelby Sweet, checks in. She's a 5'11 middle blocker. Swingle with the set. Morphew puts it down right off of the outstretched arms of number 6, Shelby Sweet.
Kayla Morphew is the true freshman. I'm telling you, we have some great recruiting going on here at Dominican University. We're bringing in great athletes.
16-4 doesn't look too good for Simpson as the best server in the Cal Pack, Amanda Wagner, puts a beauty. Simpson hits it up and over, but out of bounds. No, wait a second. They're going to give that point to Simpson. I think they called a tip on the Penguins. Wagner will check out, checking back into the game, number 15, Jacqueline Woodall. Jacqueline Woodall done a nice job this week, stepped in for Brooke Swingle with that injury.
Yes, sir. Jacqueline Woodall has stepped up recently, and the Penguins go up again.
The DU will handle the Simpson serve just fine, but have to help it over. They'll go to number 6, Shelby Sweet. Diving save by Allie Pence. And Chrissy Roberts puts it down, but a very nice save by Teddy Joe Sturley of Simpson. Swingle will set it. They'll go to Morphew. She has a dink shot. Set up by number 10, Jenny Hopkins, but blocked at the line by Kayla Morphew. Comes right back to her. She tips it over and in. Ball went out of bounds, but it was deflected by Simpson. 17-5, Lady Penguins.
No doubt. Another great play by the true freshman, Kayla Morphew. She's definitely stepped up from Rohnert Park, coming here to DU to show off her athleticism for the Lady Penguins.
Now to serve, number 14, Laurel Grand, 5'9" junior out of Santa Cruz for the Penguins. 17-5 here in the first game. Penguins versus Simpson, looking to bounce back from a bad week. Number 14, Laurel Grand, over the net. Simpson handles it just fine. They'll go to number 2, Stacy Viss, but she has nowhere to go as Swingle is high atop the net for the block and the point for Dominican, 18-5.
Brooke Swingle, your former freshman of the year here in the NAIA Cal Pac Conference.
Laurel Grand over the net. Simpson handles it just fine. Out of bounds on the spike by number 6, Shelby Sweet. She got up, good elevation, put good hand on the ball there. But it was wide left, 19-5, Dominican to serve it once again. Laurel Grand over the net, into the back row. It's set up by number 10, Jenny Hopkins, over to Dominican. Swingle sets up Gabby Pecora. That could be trouble. Nice save that time by Simpson. Set up again. Number 6, Sweet over the net, but blocked. Blocked at the top by Kayla Morphew, 19-6 Penguins.
The Penguins seem to be throwing out a little too much more than Simpson can handle at this point with a 19-6 score. I mean, I'm loving the play we're seeing from the Penguins, especially coming off such heartbreaking losses this past week against Menlo and schools as such.
Checking in for Simpson, number 4, Jenna Chandler, number 9, Aaron Brink, and number 9, Aaron Brink will serve it. She'll go with a standing serve, nice floating shot. Pecora handles it nicely. Swingle sets up. Morphew puts it into the back row, but number 11, Joe Sturley, is there. Simpson will have to just help it over. caught Kayla Morphew by surprise at the net, tipped her hand, falls in front of her. She's smiling. She'd like to have that one back. And number nine, Erin Brink will serve it again, 19-7 Penguins.
Yeah, got a little riled up right there. Caught a little too much in her lap too quick.
Over the net, Pecora handles it just fine. Swingle goes right back to her. It's tipped up at the top, out of bounds, but tipped. Excuse me, they missed the deflection. And that point will go to Simpson, 19-8. Thought that ball was tipped, Jet.
Yeah, I thought it was tipped a little bit too, but I guess the ref sees a little more than we do, the big man on the ladder up there.
Yeah, he's way up top. We're high, but not quite that high. Number nine, Erin Brink. Bad serve. Just goes right out the back. Point goes to Dominican, 20-8. Checking into the game for the Penguins, number four, Christy Roberts. She replaces the libero for this evening, number five, Allie Pence. Yeah. Kayla Morphew serves it. Nice save that time by Simpson. They'll help it over. Swingle sets it up. She goes to guess who? Gabby Pecora with the dump shot, and it's a beauty. Nice diving effort that time by number nine, Erin Brink. She can't handle it. Kayla Morphew to serve it once more, 21-8. And we are rolling so far in this early going of game one.
Steam rolling over these Simpson girls. I'm telling you that right now. Simpson goes up again, set four with the spike.
Goes back. Pecora handles it nicely. Laurel Grand helps it over the net. Simpson has to do the same, help it over. Swingle will set up Laurel Grand. She puts it down, but it's not good enough. Simpson gets it back over. Swingle goes to Pecora with authority. Tipped at the top, but still falls in on the far left line. So the point will go to Dominican, 22-8 here in the first game. Number 35, Kayla Morphew, to serve it once more. Into the back, kind of a tweener. Caught number three, Nicole Eileen, by surprise, goes down. Dominican scores at 23-8. And Morphew to serve once more. Morphew up and over the net. It's a good serve into the back row. They'll go to number two, Stacy Viss. She puts a charge into it, but out of bounds. Point goes to Dominican. We got game point here, 24-8 to start it.
Yes, sir, with the true freshman, Kayla Morphew, going ahead for the serve. She goes up.
Into the back row. The libero, number 11, Teddy Joe Sterley, handles it nicely.
And there
it's out of bounds, and Dominican takes the game. Sponsoring tonight's broadcast, Gelati Bros, Bank of Marin, Fuentes Taqueria, Bon Appetit, serving delicious food up in the cafeteria. Don't forget, you can check out Mr. Jock and Jet Jackson. We're calling the game tonight. You can check out our show Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, wherever you're listening. Join our millions of listeners, Jet. Check out the All-Pro Sports Show.
Yes, sir, the All-Pro Sports Show, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. with me, yours truly, Mr. Jet Jackson, and the man, the myth, the legend, everybody's MVP, Mr. Jock. Dominican ladies showed a great form in that first game, completely annihilating ladies of Simpson University. But the Penguins need to continue to step up. Hopefully they can hold this momentum and throughout this whole entire match. We're telling you guys, don't forget, if you have a bank account or if you need a bank account as a student, always Wells Fargo.
What if you need some money to put in your bank account? Then what do you do? What if I need a little bit of money? You think you'll help me out?
Then I got you, Mr. Jones.
All right.
But always remember to go to Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo, free checking and direct deposit for Dominican students. So you students out there listening, don't forget about Wells Fargo, which is a proud sponsor and supporter of Dominican athletics. Also, CMS Corporate Media and AV Rentals supports Dominican Athletics audio visual rental sales installation for over 40 years. And the Bank of Marin, another proud sponsor committed to your business and our community. Only at the Bank of Marin. Also, Marin Independent Journal, covering all things new and upcoming.
That's where we get our sporting news for the All-Pro Sports Show.
Yes, sir. Another proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Don't forget also, there's also many great nice rooms you're looking for a place to stay. You're coming from out of town. Maybe you're visiting from Simpson. Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican Athletics. Embassy Suites right here in San Rafael, California.
Yeah, nice to see. Dominican took the first game. Nice to see them bounce back after three straight losses. Lost last weekend to Menlo. and Bethany, and then earlier this week to the Academy of Art. The Academy of Art will be in that conference, the Pac West, that the Lady Penguins and the entire Dominican athletic programs will be switching over to next year, Jet.
Yes, sir. Dominican's making that move to NCAA Division II, which means better competition, better games, more traveling for our teams here, and more exposure, hopefully, for Dominican, which I like to call the best-kept secret in California, which is Dominican athletics. We are doing good things over here, making great moves. We're on the search right now for a national athletic director here at Dominican University. Roger Goodwin, the coach of your Lady Penguins volleyball team, is our current athletic director. He's stepping down in order to get a full-time athletic director here at Dominican. But it's looking good, and our future is looking bright here for Penguin Athletics.
Yeah, second game just about to get underway. Penguins looked great in the first one. Nice to see them come out after three straight losses and really get some momentum going early. Let's see if they can sustain that momentum throughout the duration of this contest, Jet.
Yes, sir. We will definitely see. Only time will tell, and that time is now.
Yeah, it's important when you're up and you're playing so well like this not to back off. Sometimes it's easy to play not necessarily down to the competition, but to let down and not keep your foot on that gas pedal. Let's see what we get in game two. We'll know right from the start.
Yes, sir. The only thing to do when you're on top of the mountain is stay there. So let's hope the Lady Penguins stay on top.
Number 14, Laurel Grand will serve it for Dominican. Nice crowd on hand tonight. Laurel Grand up over top. It's an easy enough serve to handle for Simpson. They'll go to sweet diving save by Allie Pence. Bacora up and over top into the back row. Simpson's going to have trouble with this one, Jet, as it bounces out. Dominican got that foot on the gas pedal, 1-0 to start in game two.
I'm telling you, these Dominican Penguins are just throwing fire right now. They're serving hot stuff. It looks like comets other than wise than volleyballs here on the campus. But we're seeing Dominican just playing a great game.
Grand over the net again, handled nicely by number one, Emily Seidner. They'll have to help it over, blocked up at the top. Blocked at the top by Dominican. Dominican's Gabby Pecora, and 2-0 lead in the second game. Dominican took the first one. Grand will serve it again.
Off to a great start so far, Mr. Jack.
It goes into the back right corner. Number 10, Jenny Hopkins sets it up. Simpson's going to have trouble with it as Morphy just puts it right back over. They'll end up hitting it four times and hitting it into the net anyway. Dominican 3-0 and still rolling. Got to keep that train moving, Jet.
Yes, sir. It's most important to keep momentum. Momentum is one of the strongest factors when it comes down to athletics. And if you keep that momentum, you'll continue to thrive.
Laurel Grand with a pretty good serve. Number 10, Seidner sets it up. Number 3, Nicole Eileen with the kill. Nice diving effort that time by Jacqueline Woodall.
Yes, sir.
But it's not going to be good enough.
Yes, sir. A valid effort from Jacqueline Woodall here. A junior coming back here at Dominican's campus. Great girl, great girl.
Nicole Eileen with the kill, and she'll serve it. Dominican handles it nicely. Swing with a beautiful set to Kayla Morphew. Nice save that time by Simpson. They'll bump it all the way back over top. Gabby with the dump shot. And it hits the floor. That's a point. 4-1, Dominican.
Dominican seems to be leading off with great momentum so far. We got Kayla Morphew going up for the serve, the true freshman from Rohnert Park.
Yeah, number 4, Christy Roberts checks into the game. Morphew serves it. Simpson handles it nicely. 4 Lady Penguins end up on the ground. They scramble around, can't get it. That'll be the second point of the night for Simpson, or second point of this second game. 4-2, number 11, the libero, Teddy Joe Sterley, will serve it.
It looks like Coach Goodwin got a kick out of that one, standing up out of his seat. Don't see that much often from our coach here at Dominican.
Standing serve handled nicely by the Penguins. Pecora to swingle right back to Pecora for the killer. Nothing anybody playing volleyball anywhere could have done about that one. Swingle set to serve it. 5-2, Penguins. Bounces it into the ground a few times. She'll come with a jump serve. Tips off the net. Handled nicely by Simpson. They'll go to number 2, Stacy Viss. Beautiful diving save by number 14, Laurel Grand. They'll go crosstown to Bacora. Doesn't get it over the net. Blocked by Simpson. Allie Pence has to just help it over. Number 6, Shelby Sweet with the spike. Handled nicely by Dominican. They'll come right back. Adam with Wagner. Simpson back over top. And they're going to call a two-touch. Two-touch that time by Brooke Swingle. 5-3, we got some substitutions coming into the game for Simpson. Number 9, Aaron Brink, as well as number 4, Jenna Chandler. Number 9, Aaron Brink, will serve it.
Sir, Dominican can't quite pull away and get away with that double touch right there. We hope, we always hope to get a little grace, but not so here at the Collins Center.
Standing serve handled nicely by Ali Pence. Swingle set it up to Pecora. Puts it in the outstretched arms of Simpson. It's tipped and out of bounds. Point will go to Dominican. 6-3 here in the second game. Pecora now set to serve it. Gets a signal from the referee. She'll put it in the ground a few times. Takes a long approach. Jump serve straight into the net. We see her do that a few more times than we usually... Seen her do that a few more times than usual tonight, Jet.
Yes, sir. We've seen her go about and try to do that, done a few times today. But Lady Penguins are just trying to hold their form right here. 6-4. It's a little closer game than the last one was. So like we said, that momentum might be changing. Hopefully, it will stay in our direction.
Number six, Shelby Sweet with a nice serve. Not fooling anybody for Dominican. As number 14, Laurel Grand puts it into the deck. That'll be 7-4. Checking into the game for Simpson is number 5, Taylor Lucart, as well as returning to the game for Dominican, number 35, Kayla Morphew. And number 4, Christy Roberts will serve it, handled nicely by Simpson. They'll go over to number 3, Nicole Eileen. Dominican has to just kind of help it over. Eileen will bump it, nice pass, but it ends up in the back line. Number 5, Taylor Lucart, has to help it over. Dominican will follow that same note, and they'll put it out of bounds on the far right corner. Checking into the game, point will go to Simpson, 7-5. Checking into the game for Simpson is number 8, Kelly Brown. Number 2, Stacy Vista serve it, handled nicely by Morphew. They'll go over to number 14, Laurel Grand. Simpson takes care of it. Nice little dump shot that time, but it's out of bounds. Just missed the line that time, number 3, Nicole Eileen. And point goes to Dominican, 8-5. Wagner to serve it. She's the best in the Cal Pack. Over the net, a nice, nice hard serve. Puts Simpson on their heels from the very beginning. Hold on a second here. We got a call here. They're going to say somebody on Simpson hit the net. And that'll be 9-5 Penguins. Wagner to serve it again. She gives us such an advantage when she serves, Jet.
True. She's one of the best servers in the NIA, in the Cal Pack Conference that we deal with every year.
That one didn't fool anybody as number Simpson handles it nicely. Then number 3, Nicole Eileen, puts it down. Blocked by Morphew, but out of bounds. 9-6 Penguins. Got some substitutions coming back into the game. Number 15, Jacqueline Woodall, as well as number 5, Allie Pence. Number 4, Jenna Chandler to serve it. It's a good one. Handled nicely by Grand. Swingle sets up Morphew. One leg right into the outstretched arms of number 8, Kelly Brown. That ball bounces on Dominican's side. That's a point for Simpson. 9-7 in a much more competitive second game than what we saw when Dominican dominated the first game. Number 4, Jenna Chandler to serve once again. Into the back row. Handle nicely. Swingle's going with a dump shot. It's a good one. Diving effort that time by number 5, Taylor Lucart. But she puts it into the net. 10-7. Pecora will check back into the game. Mercedes Smith, who was in for just a brief moment, comes back out. And coming back into the game for Simpson, number 3, Nicole Eileen.
Yes, sir. Pecora, definitely when she's in the game, you have to take her into account. She is the athlete here on Dominican's campus.
Laurel Grand serves it. Simpson looks to handle it nicely, then tries to spike it from the back line. They put it into the net. And number 14, Laurel Grand, will serve it once more, 11-7 Penguins. It's up over top into the back right corner, handled nicely by number 5, Taylor Lucart. Number eight, Kelly Brown goes one leg, but she puts it into the net. That's twice in a row, an unforced error by Simpson. 12-7 as Laurel Grand is set to serve it once more. Over the top goes to number 10, sets it up nicely to number 3. She'll go with the dump shot. That's number 3, Nicole Eileen. Gets it down for a point, 12-8. We got a substitution coming back into the game, coming into the game for the first time tonight. Number 2, Holly Jewell.
Yes, sir. The Lady Penguins are facing a little closer game in this whole set. It's 12-8 right now against Simpson. We're still ahead, still at the helm, but Simpson is definitely not going down without a fight.
Simpson comes over to net, handled nicely by Pecora. Kind of a poor pass by Pecora to Ali Pence. She returns the favor with a bad pass, and then Pecora eventually puts it into the net. Number 3, Nicole Eileen will serve it again, 12-9. It's a short serve, handled nicely by Pecora. Swingle sets up, Morphew puts one down hard. Great save that time by number one Emily Seidner. We got a two-touch penalty against Simpson, 13-9. Kayla Morphew to serve it. Checking back into the game, number four, Christy Roberts.
So Christy Roberts, the communication major, junior here, our senior here on campus here, also a sports management minor, real involved here with the athletics department at Dominican University.
Kayla Morphew out over the back line on the serve, 13-10. She'll go out. Checking into the game is Holly Jewell. Number 11, the libero, Teddy Joe Sterley, will serve it. Handled nicely by Dominican. Gabby's going with a little dink shot. Simpson puts it into the outstretched arms of Swingle. She'll set up number four, Christy Roberts. They're calling a two-touch jet on Swingle. You don't see that too often. She was the freshman of the year last year and a great setter.
Yes, sir. Swingle is not the one to make those mistakes. Usually it's awfully uncommon when you do see that coming from our former freshman of the year.
Joe Sterley will serve it into the back line, saved nicely by number two, Holly Jewell. Passed over to number four, Christy Roberts. She has a hard time with it. Simpson follows that same note and helps it over. Pecora will spike it. Goes back over to Simpson. They'll have to help it over once more. Just barely inside the antenna. Swingle sets up number four, Christy Roberts. Puts it into the outstretched arms of number six, Shelby Sweet. Point goes to Dominican, 14-11. Amanda Wagner checks in for Jacqueline Woodall. And Brooks Swingle, that freshman of the year from last year, will serve it. Jump serve, just barely over the net. Nice diving effort by Simpson. They'll have to help it over, though. Swingle sets it to Wagner, who sets it once more. He'll go to Christy Roberts, but she got up high enough on that one. Just mishit it. Out of bounds, Jet. Point goes to Simpson, 14-12. We have a much, much more competitive game than we did in the first time around.
Yes, sir. It seems like Simpson has woken up. I mean, like I said, they're never a team to necessarily sleep on. DU Athletics, we have to be able to stay out in front and keep this momentum, Mr. Jock.
Lukart with the serve. Dominican handles it nicely. Not a good set that time by Swingle. Wagner has to help it over. Simpson follows the same note. They'll have to help it over. Pecora sets up Wagner. She'll go back row. Doesn't get past number three, Nicole Eileen, who has a hard time with it. Gives back over to Dominican. Swingle with the dump. Handled nicely by Simpson. They'll go over the top. Scrambling around. Jump ball up at the top. And number four, Jenna Chandler, caught the net. Point goes to Dominican, 15-12. Checking into the game for Holly Jewell is number 14, Laurel Grand. And the player of the year, the reigning player of the year, number eight, Gabby Pecora, will serve it. She'll go jump serve. Up and over into the back. Handled nicely by Simpson. They'll go dump shot, and they'll dump it right down onto the floor. That point goes to Dominican. Nice play that time by number two, Stacy Viss. And number six, Shelby Sweet, will serve. Into the back row, handled nicely by Pence. Swingle has a hard time with it. Pence with a diving set just to get it over the net. Simpson scrambling. They'll go back to number two, Stacy Viss, but she puts it into the net. Mistimed that just a little bit. Number five, Taylor Lukart checks back into the game as well for Simpson, as well as number 35, Kayla Morphew, the fabulous freshman out of Rohnert Park for Dominican. Number four, Christy Roberts, to serve again. She'll go back row. Number 11, Joe Sterley, handles it nicely. The libero, that ball outside of the antenna. Point goes to Dominican, 17-13 here in the second game. Here comes Christy Roberts once more. It's a nice serve, just barely over the net. Handled very nicely by Simpson. They'll go to number three, Nicole Eileen. She puts it into the back left corner. Everybody kind of looks at each other, not knowing what's going on there, Jet.
Yeah, it seemed like a bunch of deer kind of headlights there for a second. Dominican was kind of a little out of position.
They call that the campfire. We'll need to get out the s'mores and the chocolate and the graham crackers.
Oh, yes.
Number two, Stacy Viss puts it over the net. Dominican not fooled. They'll go to Pecora. She puts it down with authority like she always does, 18-14. And the best server in the Cal Pack, Amanda Wagner, to serve it once more. This could be trouble for Simpson, Jack.
Yes, sir. Amanda Wagner, the top server.
Puts it into the back row. Handled nicely by Simpson. They'll go right back to Nicole Eileen. She seemed to be the only one keeping them in this game. And she'll put it down, 18-15. Checking back into the game for the Penguins, number 15, Jacqueline Woodall.
Yeah,
she'll check in for Amanda Wagner.
Gabby Pecora was kind of a little out of position there. You don't see that often from the MVP to Cal Pack Player of the Year here for the Lady Penguins. She usually stays in pretty good position, but I guess all the great ones get caught out one time, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, every once in a while that does happen. Number four, Jenna Chandler, serves it. into the back to Gabby Pecora. Swingle, they're going to call around a two-touch again. Point goes to Simpson, 18-16. 18-16 Dominican, but Simpson certainly closing the gap with two consecutive points. Number four, Jenna Chandler to serve it once more. She'll go with a running jump serve. Hits it in the back row, handled nicely by number 14, Laurel Grand. Set up by Swingle into the from the back line, Pecora. Nice save by the libero, Joe Sturley. Simpson helps it over. We go right over to Laurel Grand, but she puts it into the net. Nice effort that time. Didn't happen for her. 18-17. And we have a ball game here in the second game.
Things are starting to get a little interesting here in the Collins Center right now with this close game.
Not a good pass that time by number 14, Laurel Grand, but an even better serve by Jenna Chandler to get her out of position like that. She'll put it into the net. Roger Goodwill has seen enough. He calls timeout as the game is all tied up. All tied up here in the second game.
Yes, sir. Like I said, Mr. Jott, this game is definitely looking to step up a little bit. It seems to be going pretty good right now. The Lady Penguins, although it's tied 18-18, first game was quite an easy win for the Penguins, winning by huge margins. But now it seems that it's going to be a little closer. Roger Goodwin sitting here trying to fire up the troops over here in the Con Center. Don't forget, if you are here in the San Rafael area or just visiting, you have to stop by Puente's Taqueria, which is the best burritos in town.
Delicious.
Yes, sir. Located in the Montecito Plaza on 243 3rd Street in San Rafael, California. They cater.
Number four, Jenna Chandler comes out with a jump serve. We're all tied up 18-18 in the second game. We go to number 14, Laurel Grand. She'll put it down into the middle of everybody. And point will go to Dominican, 19-18. Number one, Emily Seidner checks back into the game for Simpson. And Laurel Grand will serve it. She'll go standing serve up and over the top into the back row. Set up nicely by number 10, Jenny Hopkins. Dominican helps it over. They'll go back to Nicole Eileen. Dominican handles it just fine. They'll go to Pecora. Nice save that time by number 5, Taylor Lukart. Diving save by Ali Pence. Simpson gets it back over the net. Pecora, nice little float shot. Blocked at the top, then helped over by Simpson. Swingle goes with the dump. Number 10, Jenny Hopkins sets it up to Eileen, who kills it. Out of bounds, but deflected. Point will go to Simpson. 19-19, we're all tied up again. Substitutions, number 6, Shelby Sweet comes back into the game, as does number 2, Holly Jewell. 19-19 here in the second game.
Yes, sir. The Lady Penguins are definitely making the moves they have to make. 19-19 is getting real closer right here as we get towards the end of this second game.
Nicole Eileen serves it. Dominican not fooled. Gabby goes with a dump shot. Looked like two hits that time, but I guess they'll say Simpson blocked it. They'll help it back over the net. We go to Morphew. The fabulous freshman puts it down. Nothing anybody could do about it. Nice effort that time by number 11, Teddy Joe Sturley, the libero. But Dominican takes a 20-19 lead.
Yes, sir. The great play and upcoming serve from Kayla Morphew, the true freshman. As I said, having a great season so far for the Lady Penguins.
Yeah, Kayla Morphew will serve it. She catches number 1, Emily Seidner, on a tweener. Don't usually see that from Seidner. She's played well tonight, the defensive specialist. But Morphew gets the point anyway, 21-19. She'll serve it again. Jump serve goes right back at her. Right back at Emily Seidner. Maybe a little rattled from the previous play there, Jed, as she has a terrible pass right into the net.
Yes, sir. The Lady Penguins are shaking up right here in the Collins Center, 22-19, starting to poke out a little bit from the darkness.
Kayla Morphew serves it once more. The dump shot by number 10, Jenny Hopkins. Dominican hails it nicely. Morphew puts it over. Simpson will have to just help it over. Holly Jewell over to Pecora. Dominican will have to help it over as well. They'll set up Eileen. Blocked nicely at the top by Swingle, who sets up number 4, Christy Roberts. Seidner sets up number 8, Kelly Brown. She'll put it down. Kelly Brown puts it down, 22-20, here in the second game.
Yes, sir. Not quite tenacious enough of defense coming from the Lady Penguins on that last play. 22-20, Simpson is definitely creeping up behind us. We have to sit here and shut it down right now. It's only 3 points away from victory.
Number 11, Teddy Joe Sturley, the libero for Simpson with the serve. Swingle sets up Pecora. That's who we want to go to. She has a rare miss, puts it out the back line. Got a good charge into that ball, but it's out of bounds, 22-21. And Goodwill will call another timeout, Jet, as this game is closer than maybe it needs to be right now.
Yes, sir. Roger Goodwin over here trying to rally the troops in a sense of getting these Lady Penguins back to their winning form. I'm still not seeing quite as much tenacity from these Lady Penguins that I have seen in the past. But hopefully we'll step up and go ahead. Only 3 points away from victory, so who knows? But Simpson is not going to go away quietly. Always do not forget, if you are here at Dominican University or you just happen to be stopping by, you need a football to pick up, a jersey or two maybe, stop by T&B Sports. T&B Sports since 1946, proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics.
And we're out of the timeout. Joe Sterley set to serve it again. The referees talk to each other. They got it figured out now. Joe Sterley over the net. Handled by Pecora, over to Swingle, to Christy Roberts. Nice save that time by Joe Sterley. They'll just get it over. We'll set it. Jacqueline Woodall sets Pecora up nicely. She goes crosstown once again. That's the second time we've seen her do that. Point goes to Dominican, 23-21, as Amanda Wagner checks in for Jacqueline Woodall. Set to serve is Brooke Swingle, the freshman of the year. Jump serve into the back row. Set up by number 10, Jenny Hopkins. Into the back row, Allie Pence has trouble with it. So does Holly Jules. Hits it up into the air off a beam on the roof. Comes right back down a little faster than we had expected. 23-22, and we got a nail-biter here in the second game, Jet.
Yes, sir, a nail-biter right now. Lady Penguins need to step up and hurry up and get this game won. Seems too bad. So the last game, we were leading by a huge margin. I guess Simpson has woken up here in the second game.
Erin Brink just checks in the game for Simpson. She'll serve it, handled by Dominican. Back over to Simpson. Simpson's number six, Shelby Sweet, puts it into the net. She's not happy with herself, as that was a big momentum-changing point there, 24-22. And this could be the game as the player of the year, Gabby Pecora, is set to serve it.
Pecora can put it into it right here and send us over here into this third game.
Looked like Goodwill wanted to make a substitution there, but he didn't get it done. Pecora serves it. It's in for an ace. Not a bad way to end game two, Jet. They'll switch sides and take a commanding 2-0 lead. Simpson needs to do something in a hurry if they're going to have a chance to get back in this contest.
Yes, sir. Simpson is definitely not playing up to their standards, but the Lady Penguins are playing great here. Last win a little too close for comfort, but can't blame them. A win is a win, and that's how we like them over here at Dominican University. Great things going on here in the Collins Center. A lot of people from the community come out to watch this game. We got other Dominican athletes here supporting our Lady Penguins. We got my man Ryan Trammell from the basketball team. I'm sitting here with Ari Ivantosh, everybody's AI over here. We call him AI here on the
conference last year for men's basketball team.
Tell you, tearing up. A lot of the freshmen participating in this game, calling and flagging, which is a great thing to see here on campus. My man Brett Pontia, a returner for the basketball team this year.
Returner for the basketball team. He's done a nice job on the lines. Sometimes we have a few shaky calls here and there by the student judges, but Brett's done a very, very nice job, as has Ari Ivantosh on the lines.
Yes, sir. Also, don't forget our freshman representative over here, Rafael Garcia. Rafi Garcia, he's doing a great job here. He's also a line judge. Everything's going pretty well here in the icebox, we call here at Collins Center. We also reminding you guys that don't forget, if you're staying in town or you're just staying over and want to see the beautiful, beautiful area of San Rafael and Marin County, please stay at the Embassy Suites here in San Rafael, California. The Embassy Suites, enjoy your stay. Also, don't forget, you need something built, need something fixed up, Gelati Brothers. Contractors of San Rafael, contractors since 1914.
I think they're doing the construction just outside of my apartment building. That's making all the noise, waking me up in the morning, Jet.
Well, if you need something built, make sure you're not building it by Mr. Jock's
spot. Yeah, that's right.
Also, CMS supports Dominican Athletics. CMS is an audio-visual rental service with sales and installation for over 40 years. You can check them out online for your online listeners at www.cmsrents.com. Also, I love Mexican food, and don't forget, if you're like me and you love Mexican food to death, don't settle for Taco Bell. Stop by Puente's Taqueria, a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Puente's Taqueria, the best burritos in town.
In town, not just in town, maybe in the county, maybe in the state, maybe in the nation. It's good food. Speaking of good food, Bon Appetit puts on a beautiful buffet a couple times a day, three times a day during the week, twice on the weekend. Bon Appetit, shout out to Deborah. Always serving the students on campus and the community delicious meals.
Yes, sir. Also, don't forget about CK Mondavi. Family Vineyards. Go up there if those are people who are of age. You go ahead and visit the vineyard and have a great time at Dominican when you come in the San Rafael area. But right now, we're coming back with our third game here at Dominican University with the Lady Penguins versus Lady Simpson. We're going to switch up a little bit. I'm going to be trying a little bit of the play-by-play, so bear with me, listeners, as we bring you this third great riveting game from the Collins Center with the Lady Penguins up 2-0 here at the Collins Center, only on radio.dominican.edu. Right now, we're coming up with Simpson with the serve. We have Stacey Viz. She's been having a pretty decent game here so far, but not so much helping her team, seeing as they are down 2-0 in terms of games. Stacey Viz from Modesto, California. Not too far from where I'm at, Mr. Jot.
Yeah, not too far away at all, Jet. Hopefully, we'll stay on them here, and we won't have to... You know, I love watching this volleyball, but hopefully we get a nice sweep, nice little momentum-changing game, and maybe we'll follow that same note for the rest of the season.
Viz goes ahead with the serve, hits the net, doesn't quite get it over. The point goes ahead to the Lady Penguins right here. We have a sub in right now with number 11, Teddy Joe Sterley from Quincy, California, coming in for Simpson. And also sub, Chrissy Roberts comes in for Dominican University.
Yeah, not the start you want if you're Simpson. Point will go to Dominican.
Serve up is put up by Simpson, goes up, spiked by number 3 over here by Nicole Eileen. Just put it back into play over here by the Lady Penguins, goes over the net, set up again. It comes with another spike by Eileen from Gabby Kapora, which puts it over the net and scores a great point over here. It's 2-0 for the Lady Penguins here at the Collins Center.
Yeah, we've seen Gabby Kapora go crosstown 3 times tonight. Very, very nice play. He's been effective. Maybe she's seeing something. Maybe Goodwill's seeing something in the defense.
Sarah Childs serve hits the net. That point goes to Simpson. It's 2-1 right now, sitting right here in the third game. Point goes ahead to Simpson. Coming up serving for Simpson University will be number 4, Jenna Chandler from Windsor, California. Chandler goes up, makes the serve, goes over the net. It's fielded by Cora. Sit up by Brooks Swingle and bounced over to Chrissy Rogers. Comes up again. Oh, and Dominican misses. Misses the opportunity for the great play and set up. This point goes ahead right now to Simpson University.
Yeah, 2-2 here in the early going. Simpson coming out with a little more enthusiasm than they had in the first two games. A little more excitement.
Yes, sir. Chandler again with the serve. Put up by Pecora. Set by Brooks Single. Toss over by Pecora again. Comes up again. Chrissy Roberts goes ahead. Makes the spike.
And the point goes to the Lady Penguins. 3-2. And Swingle is set to serve.
Yes, sir. Brooke Swingle right here. Former freshman player of the year. Serves for Dominican. Goes right over and misses a little bit outside right now. Its point goes ahead to Simpson University. 3-3 here in the Collins Center.
Yeah, we got some substitutions coming into the game. For Simpson, number 6, Shelby Sweet. Checking back in.
Nicole Eileen serves ahead for Simpson University. Put up over by Brooke Swingle. Set again. Goes up again. Shelby Sweet with the point here for Simpson University with a great spike to go ahead and score. 3-4, with your Penguins down here, 3-4 at the Collins Center.
Yeah, just as Sweet checks into the game, she puts one down. They got a saying in sports, as soon as you check in, the ball will find you. It found her, and she found the ball, and she gave the ball to the ground.
Right, it's Chris Roberts with a good toss-up over the net. Here comes up with Shelly Sweet comes over for Dominican University. Up again with Jacqueline Woodall. Serve up. Simpson goes up again. Tries to toss it up. Set again by Simpson. Spike coming down. Catches our Lady Penguins off balance. Sarah Chow was the one caught out of place right there. Sharon Chow coming all the way from Auburn, Washington. Another freshman here who is starting to see some playing time for your Lady Penguins.
Yeah, she might have been just a touch out of place there, but a nice diving effort nonetheless. Simpson with their first lead of the entire contest right now, up 2.
Shelby Sweet serves over for Simpson. It's put up by Brooke Single. Coming over the top is Gabby Pecora with the spike. Set up again by Simpson. Simpson comes with the spike, floated by Brooke Single. Tossed up again, and another freshman phenom goes up, misses it. Looks like Laurel Grant cannot get a piece of that for Dominican University. The point goes ahead and goes to Cincy University, which is leading at 6-3 right now. Not looking too good for your Lady Penguins so far, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, they've doubled our score. This is the best they've played and the sloppiest we've played so far.
Sarah Nicole Eileen goes up ahead for Dominican University again. Chrissy Roberts puts it right over and gets the point for Dominican University on the return. 4-6. Dominican's trying to climb back in it.
Yeah, you hate to play more games than you need to. Like to see him bounce back right now.
Gabby Pecora with the serve, your CalPAC Player of the Year. It's tossed up again by Simpson University. Right over the top, and Simpson gets the score. Gets the kill with Shelby Sweet from Pasadena, California. Shelby Sweet playing a good enough game here at Dominican University in the Collins Center. 7-4 will be the score right now.
Yeah, she just checked in. Two kills since she's been in. That one nobody had a chance of saving.
Serve over here by Simpson University. Goes out by Brooke Single. It looks like Laura Graham puts it over to get the point for your Lady Penguins right here. 5-7. We still remain two away, but we're climbing back in it slowly but surely, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, she put a lot into that. Did Laurel Grand. Nice play that time. Nothing too many people in the conference are going to do about that kill.
Yes, sir. Some substitutions made for Dominican University. A sub in of another freshman, Karina Hafoka. Goes over right now to Simpson University. Tosses over. Oh, and right off the hands of Gabby Pecora, the MVP. Doesn't get it quite over the net with the point going ahead being the Simpson University 5-8.
Yeah, it looked like Pecora wasn't sure if she wanted to let that go back into the back line to Allie Pence or not. Ended up just getting her hand out of the last moment as it falls to the floor. Dominican trails by 3.
Serve over here by Simpson University, put up by Laurel Graham, Brooksinger with the sweat. And the freshman, Serena Hafoka, does not try to get it over this time. Too bad for Lady Penguins. 5-9, the point goes ahead to Simpson University.
Yeah, Dominican not looking good so far in this early game. Look a little sloppy to start it.
Brink with the serve from Simpson University. It's put up again by Guys Bacora. The set by Brooks Single. Double touch. We have a double touch right here by Laurel Grand here on Dominican side of the court. Not looking real good. 5-10 reared down by a handful here in the Collins Center. It's not going so well in this third game, Mr. Jock. Looks like Simpson's trying to climb back in. Brink again with the serve for Simpson University. Allie Pence puts it back up. Brooks Single with the set. Gabby Pecora with the toss over. And Pecora gets the point for Dominican University. 6-10 so far here in the third game.
Yeah, Roger Goodwin was pacing quite a few times, a little nervously until that point just there. And he'll take a seat, a little more satisfied with the way the Penguins are playing.
And so it's served by Matt LaBelle over here from Dominican University. And gets the point. 6-11. Or the point goes ahead to Simpson University, if you beg my pardon. 6-11, go ahead to Dominican University. Brooks Single again with the set. Laurel Grand hit. Put up again by the freshman. Brooks Single again with the toss over. Simpson comes back. Goes up. Sweet with the tip. And Simpson going back again. Dominican rallying it. And the point goes ahead to Simpson.
Yeah, I think Afoka got a hold of the net on that time when she was not in attempt, you know, to kill the ball. So the point will go to Simpson. Goodwin's seen enough, and he'll call a timeout. Sponsoring tonight's broadcast, the Gelati Bros, contractors putting stuff together all over town. Marin Independent Journal, that's where we get our information for the All-Pro Sports Show. Myself, Mr. Jock, and Jed Jackson, you pick one up, read the sports section, read whatever section you'd like. Just get a hold of one, get some news. Sobel Communications, Bank of Marin, TMB Sports. Wells Fargo, put some money in, take some money out, do what you got to do. Wells Fargo's there for you. Bon Appetit up in the cafeteria. And Puentes Taqueria. Timeout's over. We are ready to play. Simpson to serve.
Sweat with the serve from Simpson University, put up by Gabby Pecora. Brooks Single, toss up again. Pecora with the attempt to kill, but doesn't quite get it over. Simpson University will get the point. 13-6, and is not looking good in this third game for these Lady Penguins.
Yeah, they more than doubled our score so far, and it's been all Simpson here in the third game.
Sweet again with the serve. Pecora tosses it up. Brooks Single as the setter. Goes up. Laurel Grand gets back over. Simpson returns it. Goes to return to the net. Bounces off. With another set from Simpson, right over to, and Dominican outside, too much on that one from Simpson. Dominican goes ahead and gets that point, 7-13 here in the third game.
Yeah, that's a little better there. Laurel Grand set to serve it. Dominican really needs to pick it up if we're going to get back in this third game.
Most definitely. Laurel Grand serves it over. It's fielded by Simpson. Simpson with the set. And a light toss over by Stacy Viss, who gets the point. Stacy Viss from Modesto, California, representing Simpson University. And the score goes to 14-7. Dominican is down by half of 14. Not looking good for the Lady Penguins in this third game. Sweet goes ahead with the serve. It's passed by Foker. Brooks Ingles sets it. And a kill by Gabby Pecora, the CalPAC Player of the Year. 14-8 now, trying to get Dominican back in this game. We have sub-ins of Christy Roberts and Sarah Chow for Dominican University. Also for Simpson University, looks like a sub-in of Taylor Lucart from Eagle, Idaho, and Teddy Joe Sterling from Quincy, California. Lincoln's with the serve over. It comes up. Gabby Pecora, and the point goes ahead and goes to Dominican University. Little mix up and mess up there by Simpson University, which is 9-14. We're closely calling back in it.
Yeah, it looks like they had a two-touch on that play, Jet. Not the type of mistakes you can make if you're down two games.
Sarah Chow with the serve, fielded by Simpson. Simpson goes off the kill. Too far, too out of bounds. Dominican goes ahead and gets that point. 10-14. Closer. We're getting closer here, Mr. Jot.
Yeah, we're on a 3-0 run. Like to keep that going. Number 10, Sarah Chow, brilliant serves to help us out.
Sarah Chow goes over, hits it over to right to Teddy Joe Sterling, who knocks it over there in her coach's lap. Not too much of a good thing to do right now. Timeout over here by Simpson University. We always reminding our listeners here at Dominican's campus to always tune in to radio.dominican.edu for our other student programming, which happens here only on radio.dominican.edu. Great shows by our communication students. Also, if you need something built, you need something fixed up, Gelati Brothers Construction, doing it good since 1914. Soul Communications, roots for the black and gold, here at Radio Dominican on you, here in the Collins Center. Also, Puentes Taqueria and CK Mondavi, proud sponsors of your Dominican athletics. We're going back in here right now with Sarah Chow, about to make the serve for Dominican. She's the freshman from Washington. A little bit far away. She goes up with the serves, gets over the net. It's set up by Simpson University. Simpson University attempts to kill. Brooks Singletuck puts it up again. You got a new freshman in here. Mahat comes in. Jay Toe Sterley goes up again with Simpson University. Comes over. Batted back. Gabe Pecora with a nice toss over for Dominican University. Scores the point. Actually, the point goes to Simpson. Little double touch
just
right there.
Just outside the line there,
just
Jet.
Just too close. 11-15. Couldn't believe it. Looked good from my angle, Mr.
Yeah, we got a pretty good angle. The ref, unfortunately, has a little better one. He's standing right over there. Point goes to Simpson. Down four. Got to keep this energy going on Dominican.
Chandler goes ahead with the serve for Dominican. Oh, and catches Sarah Chow sleeping. Doesn't get it right, the right angle on it. Simpson gets the point 16-11. And this game is not going our way right now. We're going to go ahead with Chandler again for the serve for Simpson University. She goes up to serve over. Pecora again, first to get her hands on it, sets it up. Brooks Swingle, and Pecora gets the kill. 12-16 right here for your Lady Penguins. Getting it done, trying to call back in here. Still down by four here in the Collins Center in the third game.
Yeah, it seems like we take that for granted because we've seen it for so many years now. But there's not too many people in the league that can do what Pecora just did right there.
Now, Brooks Swingle with the kill over, and she gets the serve, aces it in times. 13-16, we're clawing right back in it here with your Lady Penguins. Third single with the swerve again. Goes up here with the Lady Penguins. Simpson tosses it over. Set up by Laurel Grand. Christy Roberts with the attempt to kill. Doesn't quite get it. Tossed out by Simpson. And Dominican goes ahead and gets that point. It would now be 15-16 Dominican University.
Yeah, just outside the antenna that time. Simpson can't get it in.
Simpson goes ahead with the toss over. Debbie McCoy with the toss up again for Simpson. Simpson, oh, almost close. It looks like we got our Lady Penguins trying to hear Big Singer with the toss over and gets the point. 14-16 for the Lady Penguins.
Yeah, scrambling. Both teams are scrambling that time. Dominican lucked out, kind of won that point. They're right back in it, just down one. Like to see them get on them right now so we can get back and take this lead in the third game.
Swinging with the serve over for Dominican University. Simpson puts it right back. Up again with Simpson. Simpson goes for the kill and just outside. Good job by Sarah Child. Jerking away from that one. It's all tied up here in the Collins Center. 16-16 for Dominican University. Here for your Lady Penguins.
Yeah, you said it, Jed. I wouldn't have been able to get out of the way of that ball.
And Dominican serves it over again. And Dominican gets the point again, 17-16. A great serve over by Brooke Swingle. But Simpson cannot return it, and it looks like it's turning out good for your Lady Penguins right here. Brooke Swingle will go back again with the serve. She's a former freshman of the year. Swingle goes up, and Simpson cannot seem to handle it. Jay Toe Sturley and Emily Snyder just can't seem to get that for Simpson University. And Dominican goes ahead and goes up 18-16, starting to go our way. Brooke Swingle again with the serve. Jay Toe Sturley defends it. And Dominican Lady Penguins again, 19-16. We're calling back ahead, looks like here, Mr. Jock, with another great score here from your Lady Penguins.
Yeah, not a good pass that time by Joe Sturley. She put it right into the net.
Swingle with the serve again. We're sitting back over by Simpson University. Swingle with a little toss over. A little trickery there from Swingle, and goes ahead and gets the point, 20-16. And the Lady Penguins are starting to look like this team we love again.
Yeah, Swingle's really good at that play. She calls it. I asked her about it the other day. She calls it a little dink, a little dump shot, and it worked nicely that time for the Penguins.
Ooh, Swingle barely touching that, barely getting over. Throws Simpson all off guard, and we go ahead and get the point, 21-16. Timeout called by the Simpson coach. And it looks like Dominican's starting to climb back in this one, Mr. Jock. I'm really liking the way this game is starting to go.
Yeah, it was when we took the lead there, 17-16, it was the first time we had had the lead since the very beginning of the contest when we won the first point. And now the crowd is involved. They're rocking, and Simpson is in trouble, down 2-0 here in the third game.
Yes, sir. Dominican Lady Penguins are starting to step up, clawing their way back into this third game. Now leading the head honchos in this one, 21-16. We got Grit, We Will Rock You playing here, and the fans are really heating up here inside the Collins Center, getting ready to go for this win, which will take us home. Brooke Single goes over with the serve up again, Simpson University. And we got a two-touch by Dominican University. That play goes, actually, no, that's a two-touch against Simpson. That play goes ahead and goes to Dominican, 22-16. Simpson goes up, tries to attempt to kill, toss back over by Dominican University. Oh, and good single goes up, tries to get the play over. Great valiant effort by Brooke Single, put over by Simpson with the set by Swingle again. Another set. Cora goes up, tries to toss it over a little lightly. Are up again by Simpson University. And that's the point goes ahead and goes, it's out. That point goes ahead to Simpson University, which goes 22-17.
Yeah, it looks like we got a piece of the net that time. And the point will go to Simpson. Cuts our lead to 5, Jets.
Simpson with the serve. Dominican goes up. Gabe Pecora goes for the kill and out of bounds. Pecora not too accurate there. Usually a sharpshooter over when it comes to the kills here for Dominican University, who doesn't quite get it. Simpson will go ahead and serve with Nicole Eileen. Dominican goes up again. Brooke Swingle gets a chance at it. Oh, bounces off the net. Set up again by Christy Roberts, and Simpson hits it right into the net, which gives us 23-18. Much closer to victory here in the Collins Center for your Lady Penguins.
Yeah, we're closing in right here. Simpson's kind of falling apart. The wheels are falling off, so to speak. Dominican takes a commanding 5-point lead with just 2 points to go.
Yeah, Pecora with the serve over for Dominican University, put up again by Simpson. A set by Simpson, tossed over. Pecora again getting her first gear hands on her. Brooke Single with the set. Pecora touch kill, goes up again with the set from Simpson, toss up by Simpson. Dominican University comes over. Simpson goes ahead with another set. Light toss up. Brooke Single gets the set on it. Another set by Dominican. Laurel Grand with the kill, 24-18, and we are 1 point from going home, Mr. Jock.
Yeah, the fans are feeling that they're into it. Nice to see these Lady Penguins back, or bounce back this week.
Yes, sir, it is heating up in the icebox. Pecora is the MVP, and you would not, in this situation, you would not want the ball in anyone else's hands but hers. She goes up for the serve with power, goes over the net, and gets the win for the Lady Penguins here at the Collins Center against Simpson University. Pecora goes ahead, gets it done. Nice, short, and sweet, 3 and out. It's the way we like it here on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm telling you, a good game. A little shaky for the Dominican Penguins at times. Didn't show quite that same tenacity. But we go ahead and get the win, 3-0. And I am loving it here in the Collins Center. How about you, Mr. Jock?
Yeah, I'm loving it, too. You'll take wins in the Cal Pack any way you can get them. Nice to see our ladies bounce back with a big conference W after 3 straight losses, 2 of them conference, 1 of them the Academy of Art. Get a little momentum going forward as we creep closer and closer to tournament time in the Cal Pack. For Jet Jackson, I'm Mr. Jock. Hey, don't forget to check out the game tomorrow night. It's at 7. That game's live on DU Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. www.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in, and tune in again tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Only here on radio.dominican.edu with Mr. Jot. Don't forget the All-Pro Sports Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 2 p.m. only on radio.dominican.edu.